This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. In the U.S. Senate, Colorado Democrat Michael Bennett says the Republican coronavirus relief plan is inadequate. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Bennett says the $1 trillion package slashes an extra federal unemployment benefit at a time that could inflict, quote, profound damage to workers, families, and an economy struggling to recover. He also says it doesn't help state and local governments maintain essential services or make needed investments in public health. He's calling for a bipartisan bill that he says would match the scale of the public health and economic crisis the country is facing. Democrats have some leverage when it comes to negotiations. The Senate will need Democratic support to pass any coronavirus response bill. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Voters in Colorado Springs will not get to vote on whether to allow recreational marijuana in the city. For now, the Springs allows only medical marijuana. The closest recreational sales are in nearby Manitou Springs. The Colorado Springs City Council has decided against putting the question on this fall's ballot. Fall sports at the University of Northern Colorado have been delayed by its athletic conference, the Big Sky Conference. Soccer, volleyball, cross-country, tennis, and golf teams will be allowed to begin their seasons in mid-September. The start date for football has yet to be announced. UNC and Greeley is the only Colorado university affiliated with the 11-member conference. Greeley has highs today in the 90s, and it's in the 90s around Denver and Pueblo. Close to 90 in Colorado Springs this afternoon, with temperatures up just a little today. Then cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.